Hey friends, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. It's time once again to check that voicemail to see if we have any story ideas for this week. Let's see what we have.
I would like a monster truck planet and a car planet and a dinosaur planet all mushed together. Please.
Well, thank you for that story suggestion. I think we can do something just like that. And I don't believe the person said their name in the message, but online here it does say that the name is Teddy. So thank you, Teddy. And just a little reminder, we're doing a fundraiser for the podcast right now. For those of you who listened to the first episode of The Quantum Computer, the second episode is already up on Patreon. You can purchase it as a one-time purchase, or you can join Patreon for as little as $1 per month, and you get it for free. And as a little update on what we've raised so far, let me just check the stats here. Oh, and let me just cross-reference that with this sort of thing. And drumroll, please. The total amount we have raised so far is $1. Thank you to Marta, who joined Patreon and gave me that extra dollar. I really, really do appreciate that. Maybe a few more people will buy that in the future. That would be really, really amazing. But either way, thank you for listening. Now it's time to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your bed, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. You get up out of bed as you normally do, and you walk out into the main part of the ship. You stare out the window, and you watch the emptiness of space as it flies by. After a little while, you get a message. "Alert, alert," spaceship says. "Incoming message." Who's it from?" you ask. "It's from Rex," spaceship explains. "I'll put it on the screen." Spaceship displays the video message up on the viewing screen. There, you see your old enemy, Rex, the evolved dinosaur scientist bent on global warming from the center of the Earth. Now, recently, luckily, you and Rex made up, and you built him a whole planet on the opposite side of the sun that's exactly like Earth, where he and his dinosaur people could hang out. So, you're kind of wondering why he's contacting you. What's up, Rex?" "This is a recording," spaceship says. "He will not be able to hear you. Just listen." "Oh, okay." "Hi there. Well, since you've been gone, I've been up to a whole bunch of cool stuff. But, we were getting kind of bored around here, so we decided to start a dinosaur crash-up derby. Think monster trucks, cars, and dinos. Are you ready to participate? Well, if you are, get here by 4. We're starting then." The message turns off. A crash-up derby? Well, that does sound like a fun idea. Now, what is a crash-up derby, you ask spaceship? "A crash-up derby is where a bunch of vehicles get together to constantly crash into each other. The last vehicle still running and moving wins the competition." "Oh, well, that does sound like fun. I guess we'll need something to participate in it with. Got any designs for cars?" "I have several designs in mind." Spaceship displays a whole bunch of different possible car designs up on the screen. Some of them look like monster trucks, some like cars. And you, with your creative mind, have some ideas about what you want it to look like. You begin working with Spaceship to move the designs around, to combine the car and the monster truck together, to add huge metal plow-like devices to the front of the thing, and the back of the thing, and, of course, the roof of the thing, until you've created a design for what you believe to be the best smash-up derby monster truck car thing you could ever imagine. Understood, Spaceship says. Printing car now. You look behind you, and in the area where the hatch to the back of Spaceship normally exists, the ship begins to grow and transform. You notice a new area forming at the back of the ship. You run over to it and look through the, well, the window that now exists into the area. You see something that looks like a small cargo bay or car garage. There's a large 3D printer in the middle of the garage, and it starts moving back and forth, building up piece by piece, starting with the tires of the cars, then the base and frame of the car. Bit by bit, you watch as the 3D printer, at incredible speed, prints every single part of the car, until standing in the back room of the spaceship that didn't even exist earlier, is the coolest monster truck car you've ever seen. When it's finished being built, you walk through the back door into the garage area. You walk up to the car and you look around it. Right now, the car is entirely white. Can we have a paint job or something like that? You ask Spaceship. Of course, Spaceship answers. I will come up with a few ideas. In the meantime, you walk around and check out the car. You climb up a little ladder that gets you to the door, and as you open it up, you see a single seat inside. The seat is equipped with a whole bunch of safety features. It's basically padded on all sides to protect you against any smashing. I have created a reinforced driver's area so you will be perfectly safe, Spaceship explains. As you sit down in the driver's seat, you see that Spaceship has built this exactly for you. You can reach the steering wheel perfectly. You can see over the top of the car at just the right angle. And your feet even reach the pedals. You've never seen a car that fits you so well. Thanks, Spaceship. This will be perfect. You leave the car and head back into the ship. Spaceship begins setting a course for the alternate Earth that the dinosaurs now live in. And he displays several different paint jobs you can pick from. You pick your favorite, and before long, you arrive back in your home solar system. Spaceship zooms past Earth. Well, at least normal Earth anyways. He flies around the sun, and on the other side of the gigantic ball of fire, you see another identical-looking Earth. The one you had created for the dinosaurs from the center of the Earth. It's only been a little while. How much work could they have done? You carefully fly the spaceship down through the atmosphere and below the clouds. You remember that you settled Rex in an area that would be current-day Mexico on real Earth. A place where it'll be warm most of the year and they can enjoy the tropical paradise. As you fly down towards Mexico, expecting it to be pretty barren and free of any kind of, you know, technology and civilization, you are wildly surprised. Now, what you see is a breathtaking view of lush jungles, deserts, towering mountains, all under the soft glow of a sun in a clear blue sky. Now, the seasons here are exactly opposite what they are on Earth, but in a place like Mexico, that's just not as noticeable. You steer Spaceship down towards the coordinates provided by Rex for the Derby Stadium, but you can't help but being distracted by the sights below. The evolved dinosaurs that have just recently moved here have already built their homes. Tons and tons of dinosaur homes. And it looks like they've done it with the respect for nature. The buildings look both ancient and advanced at the same time. Glass-like structures glimmer beside waterfalls. Homes are nestled into treetops. And entire communities are carved into cliffsides, all perfectly integrated into the natural world. And all of them seem to be connected by a huge series of roads. How would they have built these so quickly, you wonder? And then you see all of the little dinosaur robots flying from place to place, carrying pieces of metal, concrete, a little bit of everything. Right. Rex's robots must have helped this. He can really build something amazing when he wants to. In the center of it all is a huge stadium. It looks like a big football or baseball stadium with a huge open top. It's basically a marvel of engineering. A huge structure made of metal and stone. It's surrounded by huge parking lots that seem to be filled with vehicles. From rugged all-terrain rides to sleek, futuristic-looking cars. Each one uniquely modified for the Derby. You land spaceship in the designated area, and you're greeted by a committee of evolved dinosaurs. It's a diverse group. Some of them are small, agile, raptor-looking things. Then there's towering brachiosaurs, all wearing garments that signify their role in society. The leader seems to be a stegosaurus with a friendly look on his face. He extends a warm welcome.
Welcome to our world. Rex has told us much about you. We're thrilled, just absolutely thrilled, for you to join our inaugural smash-up derby. Let me show you around before the main event.
The stegosaurus, or the evolved stegosaurus, takes you on a tour of the facility. It's really impressive. It can seat hundreds of thousands with dynamic viewing platforms that give every spectator a perfect view of the action. There's concession stands that are being run by little dinosaur robots that offer a variety of Earth and alien food, drinks, t-shirts, toys, anything you can imagine. As you walk through the pits, you see your competitors making last-minute adjustments to their vehicle. The designs are wildly imaginative. Some of them are armored like Triceratops, complete with horned bumpers and plated side panels, while others are sleek and fast, optimized for speed. It's sort of a mix between a monster truck derby and the car planet you've been to a few times. Your guide, the Stegosaurus, explains,
Rex wanted this event not just for fun, but to foster a spirit of community and innovation among us. It's been a tremendous project, and, well, it's just fun to be above ground, really, the man explains.
With the tour complete, you return to your spaceship to suit up and prepare for the derby. You look down at your watch and you activate your space armor. A whole bunch of tiny little microscopic robots climb out of the watch, cover your entire body, and then solidify themselves into a hard shield of space armor. You know that this just isn't any race. It's a chance to connect with a new culture. You and Rex have been enemies for so long, and, well, I mean, his evil clones are still roaming around space trying to destroy things on you, but that's kind of beside the point. You're hoping to start a new friendship with the real Rex, and this is just the way to do it. You jump inside your car, turn it on, and rev up the engine. You carefully back it out of spaceship and follow the other line of cars into the stadium. Each car is lined up on a starting point, and each car begins revving their engines.
Ladies and gentlemen, dinosaurs of all ages from across the country and around the world, welcome to the first ever smash-up derby on the beautiful alternate Earth. Let's make some noise and get ready to rumble!
The crowd cheers. As you look around, you didn't actually realize there were this many evolved dinosaurs in the center of the Earth in the first place. This place really got populated really quickly. Around you, engines roar to life, each one unique in its sound, creating a sort of symphony of anticipation. As the countdown begins, you grip your steering wheel tightly, eyes focused and determined.
3, 2, 1, go!
The announcer shouts, and the ground shakes as dozens of vehicles surge forward. The derby has begun. You maneuver your monster truck into the fray, the large tires crunching over the dirt track, specially designed for this sort of event. The arena is a huge oval, littered with obstacles and ramps. Giant screens around the arena display the action, ensuring that the audience doesn't miss even a single moment. The competition is fierce, but it's a lot of fun. Vehicles equipped with spinning blades, ramming horns, and even catapults try to outdo each other in a spectacular display of destruction and strategy. Your monster truck, with its massive plow, proves to be an imposing force, pushing through debris and competitors alike with absolute ease. Halfway through the derby, a surprise obstacle emerges. The center of the arena opens up, revealing a pit filled with foam blocks designed to trap those who aren't really paying attention. Some vehicles, caught off guard, plunge into the pit, their chances of winning swallowed by the colorful abyss of foam blocks. You, on the other hand, skillfully navigate around the pit, using your knowledge of physics and, of course, spaceship's quick calculations, which are helping you drive, to avoid the traps. You use one of the ramps to your advantage, flying up in the air and over the last little bit of the pit. With each maneuver, you avoid one obstacle or another. The crowd cheers louder and louder, and the excitement fuels your adrenaline. As the field of competitors thins, some of the cars broken down, others stuck in the pit, the challenges increase. More obstacles are introduced, including a swinging pendulum and sudden smoke screens. The evolved dinosaurs driving their customized vehicles demonstrate incredible skill and ingenuity, but one by one they fall to the relentless pace and furiosity of the derby. You smash some of the cars, Rex gets the others, and, well, the obstacles take out a few too. One, directly in front of you, gets pushed entirely out of the arena with the huge pendulum swinging across it. Before long, there's only two competitors left. You and Rex. Rex's vehicle is a huge behemoth that resembles his own T-Rex form. It's equipped with powerful jaws that can crush metal with ease. The final showdown is set against the backdrop of a setting sun, casting long shadows over the arena and adding a bit of a dramatic flair to the climax of the derby. Rex's approach is aggressive. His vehicle lunges forward with amazing speed. You dodge his first attack, the jaws snapping shut just inches from your rear bumper. Using the agility of your monster truck, you circle around by spinning the tires. Rex roars both in and out of his vehicle, and then he makes another charge. This time you're ready. As he aims to ram you, you speed up and then suddenly veer to the left, using one of the ramps to launch yourself over Rex's vehicle. The crowd gasps as your truck soars through the air, landing gracefully behind Rex. Before he can turn around, you activate your rear plow, pushing his vehicle into the edge of the foam pit. His wheels teeter on the edge, struggling for grip. Rex manages to escape the pit, but his vehicle is now visibly damaged. Sensing victory, you press on, maneuvering your truck for one final push. With precision and timing, perfected through countless adventures across the cosmos and assisted, of course, by Spaceship, who, as I said earlier, is helping you drive your vehicle, you charge forward, the plow hitting Rex's vehicle squarely in the center. With a dramatic crunch, his vehicle is pushed into the pit, foam blocks covering the entire thing. The crowd goes wild, cheering and stomping and, of course, roaring because they're dinosaurs, as Rex climbs out of his vehicle, unhurt, of course, but defeated. He raises his arms, acknowledging your victory, and the crowd's cheers turn into a standing ovation. Post-match, Rex joins you in the center of the arena.
"That was incredible," he exclaims, his grin as wide as ever. "What a match. You're really made for this event. And I was getting kind of bored not facing off against you. Thanks for coming."
Rex grabs a gold medal, lifts it up, and places it around your neck as the crowd cheers with excitement. You spend some time after the derby hanging out with the evolved dinosaurs, learning what they've been up to on this new planet. Most of them are very, very happy to be there, and thank you, well, a whole bunch for creating the planet with that old genie thing. You know, past episode you should check out. But after a night of hanging out with all the dinosaurs, eating junk food, and just having a good time, you decide it's probably time to head home. You walk back over to the parking lot where Spaceship's waiting for you. You walk through the garage where you see the car has been stored once again, and into the main part of the ship.
"All right, Spaceship, let's get out of here," you say as you lay down on the couch.
Spaceship, acknowledging your request, lifts up off the ground, heads up through the clouds, and out into space once again. You, on the other hand, completely exhausted from all the fun from the derby and, all the junk food, lay your head down on the pillow of the couch. And pretty quickly, your body just starts to relax. Nothing feels better than just allowing yourself to sink down into the couch as your mind begins to wander away. Before long, it starts to wander off to different thoughts. Thoughts of new possible adventures, new possible planets, and new things to explore. And you just let it. Good night, everyone.